Hi, we're back, and here I am again, Deanne, here on RBN with my special guest, Stuart Swalo from Expansions. Just go to expansions.com, and it's a wonderful site, a lot of information about various things. We talked about the Montauk program, a project last time we were on. Now we're talking about dreams, and we're going to go back to John and ask him if he has some questions on this. John, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I've got a couple questions. Number one, I'm reviewing a little bit of the Mayan teachings of the chakra colors, and one thing that was stated was the use of a yellow and placing it in the idea of a pyramid in your mind, that it will accent the creation of something that you might be missing, and so you might be able to find like a lost product such as a set of car keys or a cell phone by picturing this in your mind. And again, the application of this through not only conscious mind but also, you know, the dream state of putting yourself through a nightly issue. Can you hear me?
Stuart?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you hear John?
Yes, I did, and I know that when I teach my color therapy work, we use pale yellow as understanding and receiving, which is why it is really located in the solar plexus area, which is for digestion of information. That's what it symbolically represents. So, yes, pale yellow is a very good way to receive and understand information.
Great. Also, the when I dream sometimes, I'll be in a cloud state where I'll be traveling in the clouds very fast. I'm fast as a I can't tell you how fast. It's just extremely fast. And if I allow myself to relax, it'll continue. I don't know where I'm going. But if all of a sudden I try to control, like if I'm going to jump on the horse and take the reins, I'll immediately jump back into my body and wake up and know nothing. And have you got any suggestions as of where I might be heading? Or recently we took a trip to Niagara Falls and took a boat trip up the rapids. And a few nights later, I visually, I believe my soul took a trip up the rapids itself because I was like 2 foot above the water with no boat or anything, but I basically took another trip up the river with my soul. And it was very interesting, but I've never done one quite so much as in color and articulate and yet not the same trip. It was a separate trip on another day.
Mm-hmm. When we dream about water, water can represent the ocean of life, but when we dream about running water, pools, streams, ponds, lakes, that kind of things, pools or running rivers, that usually represents a specific emotional issue that we need to deal with. And if you are dreaming about being above that water and going rapidly above it, that means you're trying to rise above the emotional situation to try to get a better perspective. So it might be a good idea to use the image of that river as an icon at your pineal gland during a visualization or meditation to understand and get the images of what the emotional issue is about.
What about the traveling through the clouds?
Clouds always represent confusion and doubt. So when we're traveling through clouds, that means we are clouded with confusion and doubt in our life, and we need to get clarity to see what we need to do.
Well, how about some weird dreams like seeing prehistoric dinosaurs coming back and, you know, trying to protect your loved ones and running and stuff? Does that have anything, or is that just, you know, revisiting a movie that you see? Or is that symbolic of something?
Every dream is symbolic of something. And remember, you can only dream about yourself because you're the only one in your mind. So when we have an actual dream, we're really dreaming about ourselves. When we have such an image like a dinosaur or a monster of some kind, there is some huge issue in our life that we feel is overwhelming and is after us, and we need to deal with it and face it.
Well, we're here with Stuart Swalo, and we'll be back, and we'll be talking more with him on callers 800-313-9443.
Hi, friends. Bob Bailey from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796. Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back, and we're here with Stuart Sweelow with Expansions. Go to the site, expansions.com, and there's a lot of very good information about various things that are happening and things that you can do to basically expand yourself, your mind, your dreams, and create a better environment for you and your family and those that you love. Now, Stuart, let me ask you another question, too, and some things that I do, and it's kind of a weird thing, and I want to find out if you are on the same page of this. You, when you get to another level of consciousness, you can also dream and create a new future. You can organize your thoughts to dream, and then that dream that you have can create another pathway into what might be the alternate future when you wake up. Is that not true?
Before, about programming your dreams to the topic that you want to work on. So, yes, if you know how to work with hyperspace symbols and colors, you can go into that level of awareness and create the formula that you need in order to manifest something on Earth that you want to create.
And if, you know, again, I am very much of the consciousness that if everyone begins to, you know, begins with a positive level of thought, The positive level of thought and concentration of that positive level of thought amongst many people can generate a huge amount of positive energy that can overcome a lot of this evil that we're seeing right now. Is that not true?
Well, that is true to a degree, but you have to remember that, unfortunately, we're up against very high technology of ELF and microwave. That really is very powerful, and it takes a great or tremendous amount of individuals linking together in order to override that kind of an energy. But we also have to understand, and I think I mentioned this the last time on your show, that human beings generally, as a species, have a victimization mind pattern. So when you have a victimization mind pattern, you will attract tyrants and oppressors, which is why we need to remove that from the thinking process through release work, et cetera. And that's what I'll be teaching in my October seminar in a couple of weeks.
And explain that, what the October seminar is going to cover.
Well, I call it the language of hyperspace. And what that means is we're going to learn how to open up the other 90% of the brain that isn't used and the other 97% of the DNA that they call junk DNA that scientists don't understand. And we're going to learn the language of hyperspace, which is how God mind thinks, in color, archetype, symbol, and tone, so that we can learn to rearrange these symbols into a formula that we wish to create for ourselves in order to generate a new pattern in our lives.
Now, on the same note, if that is the case, if we are in that positive element of being able to rearrange these things, is it not those that have the controlling entity to try to destroy and disrupt everything here that we're going to be fighting against the negative force when we attempt to do this?
Well, absolutely correct, because as I've also mentioned before, the entire planet, unfortunately, has programming issues that the people in control have embedded in us through satellite transmission, cell phone towers, radio, television, any electromagnetic pathway that they can use in order to transmit these mind control waves. So we really need to also deprogram ourselves from that kind of imprinting so that we can retain the true soul personality that we have connected to the God mind within and use it properly.
Now, a good example of government controlling, and this is things that they were doing to me as of today and the other day, they have ability, and if I'm wrong, please stop me, through sound technology, EMF and various other EMP and various other waves that they have for satellite and Gwen and all these other things they have, they can produce levels of sound that affect your DNA personally. So through the levels of sound, they can effectively cause you to have either a heart attack, they can disrupt you from having the ability to even move, where your legs might feel like lead and you go to the hospital and there is absolutely nothing that they can do in the test to see there's something wrong with you. It is a situation of complete interference by these people with these different types of waves that they use. Is that not correct?
Yes, and I've written about this. In fact, my new book that came out this past Thursday called 13 Cube, Case Studies in Mind Control, I discussed this in there. And what you're talking about is that for every action, for every thought, there is a vibrational frequency that can be mimicked by a computer and then transmitted through the ethers to a particular person, place, or thing to create an effect. So, yes, they can transmit a migraine energy. They can transmit a stroke, a heart attack. You name it. They can transmit it right directly to your frequency and cause this to happen.
Now, if you have a higher level of learning in this, you can battle it, but it's very difficult because, again, they have a high level of sound technology. It goes back to the alpha waves and things that they knew how to manipulate in ancient times. They had people that were able to scream out, screech out sounds, 8-octave, 9-octave, 10-octave, back in the ages of B.C. all the way up until, you know, A.D., and they were able to manipulate and change things in the world. So you just take the intensity of this, where science has produced these creations of these same type of things at a higher frequency level. So what happens is that they can implant dreams in you. They can also take this sound technology, and they can alter your sleep pattern, meaning like you go to sleep and you will see, instead of a dream, a very foggy type of very light gray area when you close your eyes, and there's speckles of black in it. And in it, they can flash a whole number of array of images through sound technology. Does that make sense to you at all,
yeah,
Stuart?
Yeah, that is really tapping into what we call the programming matrix. And they can use sound frequencies and energies to fracture the soul personality into pieces that can then be programmed into alter personalities with a trigger code for each one that they can then activate whenever a function is necessary or that they want to use you for something.
And they can successfully do that with some candidates, and some candidates they can't. Some have, they have driven completely stack raving mad because of the amounts of this technology they use. Am I not right on that?
Oh, yeah, that's correct, and that's what happened when I worked at the Montauk Project from 1970 to 1983. It was called psychic driving and psychic overload, where they, you know, basically tested to see how much the person could tolerate. Now, there are some people that can tolerate a lot more than others, and that information came from back in the Nazi concentration camp era, when they would test the inmates to see what they could tolerate and what would kill them and what would bring them to borderline states that would make them more programmable.
Now, the thing is, again, it's you know, when they use the word Lord of Hosts, that's kind of an interesting word, too. It goes to Ena. That's E-N-N-A-D, which is the God system, which began a long time ago. That was the fundamental controlling entity of the host of many. And we can look at ourselves as being a host of many, because within ourselves we have a number of different, well, people would say souls, but I would say it could be past timelines of other generations of people that we are related, going all the way to the beginning of time. Is that not right?
Well, we are interdimensional beings, and what that means is that we exist in many realities simultaneously, and it's simply a matter of where our conscious mind is focusing at the moment that gives us the concept of who and what we are in our lifetime.
So then, in these arrays of things that we're talking about, everyone has the ability, and that's what I'm trying to get to, is if we are able to clean the garbage out and get rid of the negative thought process that has been driven into our mind through electronic means, such as negative imageries that we see on commercial television and things, and we can redirect our thoughts into a positive realm. Again, I feel that enough of us might be able to possibly move this corruption that we're seeing into a different plate, a different ending. That is, you know, I know you say that there's more of their technology, but I think that there's more good souls here, and I was wondering what your opinion is.
Well, it's a very interesting question, and my feeling is that if enough people do this and remove the victimization and have their positive thoughts, and it reaches a critical mass, then yes, it can turn the tide for the rest of the people. But quite honestly, Deanne, when I look out at the world, and it's very saddening to see, most of the people out there really are not interested in this kind of work. They have blinders on. They're interested in how they're going to pay for gasoline and what kind of promotion they're going to get and what their children are doing in school. And they're not interested in how they can really control their own lives and their own minds and eliminate the control system.
Well, we're going to break. We're going to be right back with Stuart. And again, I think this is an interesting topic. We'll be right back after this break. Call us 800-313-9443. Be right back up.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, we're back. We're back here on RBN, and it's Late Night with Deanne, and we're here with Stuart Swelo, and I'm going to turn the mic over to John. John, do you have any questions for Stuart on what we were discussing?
Well, I've had a couple of things happen in my life and a couple of people that have related things to me. Number one is your idea of if we have a bad thought, I've been told to get it out of my mind because we can't actually create it. And so say if you all of a sudden have a think your child's going to have an accident or something, get that out of your mind and actually vision positiveness that would be an end result instead of a negative end result. When I pray and meditate, I took a trip one time to where I was in a cavern of, a castle of large stones in which I was able to move the walls, the floor, the ceiling in and out. I actually had sound, and I could tell that there was actually a fourth dimension, but I couldn't understand it. And the third thing, I had a friend that said he was in a similar situation to where he was in a in the line of teachers. And he was to read something backwards, and he was able to do it successfully in a chant. And it was like because he was able to do that, there was a positive recognition of him being successful. I don't know. Does that make any sense of what we've seen or heard?
Well, you have a couple of different situations there, not necessarily related. The first thing is, yes, no matter what we hold in our mind, positive or negative, we can absolutely create that because, as I always say, the thought is the film, the brain is the projector, and physical reality is the screen. So whatever the film is that we put through our projector, that's what we're going to have in the screen of our life. So if we want to change that, we need to change the way we think. I always say if you do have a negative thought about whatever it is, put a big brown X through it to negate it, and then immediately replace it with the opposite, and then put that in brown to make it happen in the present moment. When we have images of a castle, like you mentioned, that is a very standard programming construct, is what they're called. And I talk about the castle imagery in my 13 Cube book, which just came out this week. It is the rooms in the castle represent the different altars in our personality that have been programmed. Also, the other image that you mentioned with your friend is also typical of mirror programming, of reverse imaging, which is another standard type of programming that needs to come out of the mind when we come up with that kind of a situation. So I would suggest maybe looking into deprogramming techniques and see what comes up when you do that kind of work.
Could you explain that a little more?
Well, it's a very vast topic, but in the programming matrix cube, the personality has been fractured into an image of 13 by 13 by 13, which equals 2,197 compartments that can be programmed into different personalities or partial personalities. Within that matrix system, there are what we call constructs or images that are placed in the programming so that the various alters have what you might call a meeting ground or a common ground of understanding. Sometimes it's a castle, sometimes it looks like a hotel, sometimes it could be another kind of a building, but the general theme is rooms, and each room is a different compartment or personality alter. Again, within each of the alters, there's various kinds of programming. One of them is mirror programming, which means that what you have two different kinds. You have one type of programming and the exact opposite in the same matrix. That's called mirroring. We also have twinning programming, which means that you have two identical types of programming in the matrix. So there's a very vast amounts of program. There's thousands and thousands of different functions that they can program into the various alters depending on your genetics, on your oversoul personalities, your history, your DNA. They have to know the person intimately in order to know what they can put in the person for whatever reason that they particularly need, and it's different for each one of us.
Wow. And they, in the teaching of the Mayans there, they have the woman was talking about the number 7 and having a row of blocks 7 by 7 in, I want to say, cubicle as of three-dimensional, possibly by 7 again, and again filling the blocks in positive thought. I'm not fully addressed to the information, but I'm hopefully going to acquire it and be able to talk a little bit more fluently on it. But it was some of the Mayan practices that they were teaching, and again, they say that comes from the I'm not familiar with the terminology, but I want to say a man from the clouds brought it to their original.
Yeah, it's alien information, basically, and that's where programming originated. It's not originally from this planet. It came from elsewhere, and it's quite ancient.
Now, and the other thing I want to talk about, the other levels of programming, and that goes back to television. You know, everybody's got, if you don't have a home with a television, then you just don't have a home. And the thing is, within the programming that they have on television, they take a small child and set the child in front of the television, and the kids look at this, and images are, you know, implanted in them daily of certain things, of, you know, buying things or doing certain things, and they can also program a scenario of children, you know, committing crimes through programming off of television. It's similar to dreams. We're going to talk about that. here when we come back with Stuart Sweelo.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, it's Deanne, and we're right back here, and we're here with Stuart Sweelo and John Alastafis. Stuart, before the break, I asked a question about the programming that we're getting from television, you know, young minds, old minds. How dangerous is the programming that we're seeing from television?
Well, what I see of it is quite dangerous, especially for the younger children that are watching these cartoon shows and these claymation shows that show alien invasions, interdimensional beings, magical events, and basically pull the child into an alternate reality and defocus them from what they should be looking at in their current lives.
And does that also open up the air that they will have those dreams that, you know, young minds can produce at a stronger pace and can create negativity into the reality world?
Well, yes, and in fact, if you look at these video games and computer games that these children are playing, it's all about violence and destruction and killing as if it was just normal.
And also, there's a lot of movies and things depicting the return of the dead, You know, again, that imagery is something that impacts on your mind. And in dreaming that, would that not focus in on the thought process of that type of realm in reality?
Well, what they're actually doing there is making them open to the lower astral levels, which brings in demonic entities that can attach to them. For example, when you're looking at these movies, Harry Potter, and that sequence of films, and others like it, what they're basically showing you is that there's an alternate reality, there's interdimensional beings, witches, dead people, that you can communicate with, and they're really okay. And it's okay to open yourself up to that.
Well, the other really extraordinary fact, too, is I'm going to bring up something here. I just wanted to find out what you thought about some of the things I've gone through. I know you heard the case of Jeffrey Dahmer, the serial killer. And before they had located him, it was really kind of weird. I had seen this boy that was missing on a card. And they said, you know, missing, and it had this gentleman's name, Yusufet or something like that. He had a Korean name, and I saw his picture, and I got this, like, shock through my body, and I knew he was dead. And I could see when I was on the road, when I was traveling, I was going through my mail, and I saw a whole head roll in the middle of the street while I was driving. I wasn't asleep. I was awake. I hope I was, since I was driving. And I had this vivid image of him being dead. And I imagined and saw exactly how he was killed. And I couldn't say anything because there was nothing, you know, anybody would believe or anything. But I saw that, and then not too long after that, they found him, and he was one of the ones that opened up the case for the capture of Jeffrey Dahmer. So I just wanted to find out what you think about that type of event. What causes that?
Well, again, when you open yourself up and use the other portion of the brain that has been locked up previously, you're able to see beyond time and space sequences and go into an area of hyperspace, which there's no time and no space, and that you can tap into any information at all and zoom right into the specific information that you need. And the left brain, when it gets this information, will then kind of use a symbol that means something physically that you can understand.
So what was I basically experiencing? What would you call that? Is it,
Basically, that would be a hyperspace experience. That would be something, because you were not out of your body. You were in your body. You were using a portion of the mind and the brain that most people are not using. So you were seeing beyond time and space. Now, we have to look again at the symbolism of this head rolling across the street, yes? And you were in your car, and the car represents symbolically the way you get through life, or the method that you use to get through life. So seeing a head rolling in the street ahead of you basically symbolically represents that at that point in your life, while you were thinking about how you were getting through your life, you were thinking, you know, heads are going to roll. There's got to be changes here. I got to remove the way I'm thinking, you know, basically, you know, cut my thoughts off and change them. And because you were in that frame of mind, you were able to see symbolically into the physical related or correlated aspect of that and tap into this crime to see what was going on. So it had to do, again, with what was personally going on in your own mind pattern that allowed you to tap into a similar energy in another part of physical reality.
Amazing, amazing. How about, like, John, you know, he experienced a massive accident. Would he have that type of scenario going on as well, you know, with, you know, being able to see things that are...
A lot of people that have a near-death experience or a very deep traumatic experience open up another portion of themselves in order to survive that event. And very often, they're able to retain that ability after the event is over because that was designed to teach them that there's more to life than they think. And I know in John's event, he basically, at that point in his life, he was physically crushed because he had also felt emotionally and mentally crushed. And so he projected that out, and it created a physical event. And then that means when an event like that happens, where your body is compressed, what is the symbolism? It means I need to squeeze out of myself all the junk. I need to get everything out of me so that I can go into a different direction. And hopefully that's what happened there, that used that experience to go in a different direction in life and change the thought process. Nothing happens by accident. You know, when I hear the word that someone had an accident, well, that might be from a logical left-brain perspective, but in reality, we all create the events in our lives, even if they're unpleasant, and we think, oh, why would I do a thing like that? Again, think of that film going through the projector and creating that movie. We are, the thought process is that film. We need to look at why are we thinking a certain way and creating these events in our lives that may not be pleasant for us.
Now, this goes back to another subject and topic, and that has to do with this projection of this thing with aliens coming to this planet. A lot of people have a theory or a thought process that the aliens, when they come here or when they come to this planet and we communicate with them, they're going to be on exactly the same thought mechanism that we are. What do you say about that? If, you know, we are approached by alien beings from another planet, are they going to be thinking like us, under the same realm of belief systems, all the things that we equate as being right and wrong? Will they have the same general opinion as we will?
Well, first of all, the aliens are already here. I mean, they've been here since day zero. So they've been here, or they are here. As far as how they think, well, there are 100 billion stars in our galaxy alone, and there are approximately 100 billion estimated galaxies. So you do the math and then extrapolate that by infinite realities, and it's astronomical. You and mine can't even conceive of it. And if even 0.1% of all of that has intelligent life, that's still hundreds of millions of civilizations. No, they're not going to think the way that we think. They're every kind of creature you can imagine, that's what's out there. The universe and creation is teeming with every form of life you can even imagine.
There's a kind of interesting thing I was kind of looking into, too. Jacques Rousseau went to the lowest level he could in the ocean, and he saw all types of different species, and then he got to a level where there was absolutely condensed oxygen to a level that there was no oxygen. And then, you know, this was past the pressurized level of the ocean. But it was interesting that there were creatures that were being seen in each one of these levels of similarity in what we concept as what they're supposed to be. Like, for instance, if you take an octopus-type creature, you can find it in various other levels. And would it not be illogical to assume that out in outer space, which is concentrated oxygen, you would find living organisms up there that are not in a spaceship or traveling to and fro inside the containment, but they're right there, and we basically either can't see them because of the dimensions that we can't see it, but they're right there, right before us.
That's correct, because it's like a radio station. If you shift the frequency just a little bit to the left or right, there's a whole other station. And the same thing in reality and non-physical reality. If you shift the vibration just a little bit, there's a whole other set of existence and life forms.
John, you have any questions there? John,
well,
are you
not
there?
Not really. I just, as I've gone through, I've gotten the computer disc from, I'm trying to think of his name, Michael Hautzeiger, I believe his name is. And, in fact, that's where I first came in contact with your information, Stuart.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'll be honest with you, as you talk about it, I just have a huge amount of information flashing back because it's I'm kind of new to it, and it's phenomenal, and yet a lot of the dots are adding up. And as I experience just the idea of like songs or quotes or whatever else, there's so much more meaning to it than ever was before, because there's so much more information and so much more correlation of fact. And so anyhow, as I can't tell people enough to get the information out there and experiences of yourself to open themselves up to it and listen to it, because there's the just an example, the idea of the pyramid, the process has a lot of hearing, healing abilities of it, preservative abilities of it, possibly time travel. It just is amazing. And people, the information's been out there, but then again, it's been censored from us again, and we're just starting to reopen it again. So it's kind of exciting in one way. It's a little frustrating in another. But it's just, I'm in awe, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, what do you feel about Michael's information, Stuart, the site that John has talked about that he's gone to?
Well, actually, I worked with Michael Hutzager, several years ago. He's out of Atlanta. And I did a CD with him and Al Bielek on the Montauk Project information. So that's how I know him. From that perspective. Other than that, I don't know anything else of his work. But I will tell you that, yes, out there in creation, there's everything that you can imagine. And it can be mind-boggling and confusing at first until we start to assimilate the information piece by piece.
Well, the thing is that, you know, if we start looking into these things, it kind of opens up, like you said, the other level of that mind that we don't understand, you know, the third eye or the instincts that we have within us that would, you know, generate, again, more of a positive way to open up our consciousness to other beings within ourselves. And I mean who we originated from, and what each one of those spiritual consciousness mean. And then if we had the ability to do that and be of consciousness and of, you know, loving nature and not use that for negative purposes, we could make a drastic amount of change here on this planet, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I agree. You know, I think that part of what the powers that be, or what I call the Illuminati and New World Order, One of their programming methods is to divide and conquer, make people fight with each other, make people divide. So that when you are living in fear and you have no support system and you feel attacked, yes, then that makes you easily programmable. And that tactic is being used globally at this point. And when you instill fear, fear opens up the mind for programming.
Now, these people, too, that they've programmed that work for them in government roles to go in and compromise other people, a lot of them, I don't even think they have knowledge that they are being programmed. I think that they've met some people and they have split personality disorder, and they go from one personality to the next, not realizing. And a lot of these people are placed with individuals in order to basically act as a controller.
Mm-hmm. Or handler.
Set up to, what did you...
They're called a handler.
Handler, yeah. And they have these split personalities, and one personality will tell them they're very, a very nice, calm personality that is loving in spirit. That might be their real personality, but then these other ones will generate. So what do they do, the government, to get them to work on, you know, these different personality levels? Do they have a triggering device for them to move from one personality to the next?
Yeah, and that's correct. But I want to emphasize here that even though they may have an alter personality that isn't so nice, and there's probably a few of them in there, that's still part of their personality. In other words, the core personality is completely blocked and then it's fragmented, and each little piece is then developed into a full personality or partial personality. And remember, within humanity, within the human being, There's a range of every emotion, every thought. I always say any person is capable of anything, and that's how they program you. That's why, you know, an innocent-looking housewife could turn out to be a mass murderer. And they have many innocent-looking people who then get triggered into these horrendous personas that you can't imagine. You know, when you hear about these people on the news that committed crimes and murders, and the neighbors say, "Oh, I just can't believe it. He's the nicest person I ever met. You know, how could he kill his wife and children and all these things?" So because everybody's capable of anything, and they can pull that out and develop it.
And the thing is, a good example is Jeffrey Dahmer. From what I understand, I had a friend that was in the military. I was stationed with him in Germany. And at one point, he was in Atlanta. And I would say during the time they had the Atlanta murders, but again, you know how people do their forensic analysis
oh,
of things. So anyway, he was in these different places, but they never talked about he was experimented on in the military. And he was, according to this information I got from this individual that was there, they were using drugs on him to make him into a super killer.
Right.
And then while he was there, he killed, I think, 9 prostitutes. They said that he had, you know, eaten some of their bodies. And then they did not remove him, but the German authority thought it was him, and they transferred him to another place. But he was the killing machine for the government. And we'll be right back, and we'll talk about that more in programming when we come back to Stuart.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, we're back, and we're here with Stuart Swelo with expansions. Wonderful man, courageous, been through a lot, and has a lot of very good information. And Stuart, please give information of your book again and your meeting that's coming up in October and where people can contact you.
Sure, thank you. My new book is called 13 Cubed, Case Study in Mind Control, and you can get it at www.expansions.com, which is my website. And you can also get information on that website about my upcoming October conference, which is October 5th, 6th, and 7th, which is Columbus Day weekend here in St. Joseph, Michigan. And we're going to be talking and learning about language of hyperspace, DNA, galactic history, how to open the mind, how to connect to Oversoul, how to create the life that you really want. It's quite an amazing weekend. It'll change your life for the better forever.
And, John, I just want to say Stuart's going to have to go in a few minutes. If you want to say something to him, and listeners, please get the book and please make a trip out there, because you'll learn. You have to expand your mind and grow in order for you to overcome what we're going through in this millennium wars, that is, that we're in. And in order to compensate for this nightmare, you have to be strong from within. You have your family circle and everyone within the family. If they have expanded minds, there's a lot that you can do to put a safety cloud over your home. John, do you have anything you want to say to...
A couple of things. Number one is... I understand, they're controlling us, and like Al Bulick was saying, that 90% of the children in all the cities now he recognizes as being mind controlled. And do you think that is that extensive now to where, we're all seeing things that are just strange in our children? Another thing is how do you feel about karma? I've always felt that karma is a point of play of the God frequency that is, as above or below, more or less. What's your point of view on that?
Okay, as far as the children or actually anybody is concerned, I think it's about 100% of programming. The whole Earth is ringed with satellites, and everyone is programmed to one degree or another. Some are more than others, but everyone has some kind of programming in there. So I'm going to say it's 100%. And as far as karma is concerned, again, that to me is a linear perspective, where if I smack you in the head, then 10,000 years from now, at the opportunity, you could smack me back in the head. My feeling is, if we go outside of time and space, and we look at the mind pattern that created the action, and we release that, then no further action is necessary. So in effect, karma is an illusion of physical or linear reality, when in actuality, outside of time and space, it's a matter of mind pattern correction.
And indeed, these things that they're doing, like for instance, they're building where I live. There was a man that was arrested here a few months ago for having a sound, some type of sound device in the property. And again, you don't know who your neighbor is and what might be going on. It's a dangerous time we're in. Stuart, thank you for tuning in and being here, and we'll have you back again.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Godspeed to you and protection for you and your family.
Thank you, and you too, Deanna.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Michael.
We'll be right back after this break.
It's true.